G'day and thank you very much for listening into this week's edition of The Journey. My name's Jude Hennessy. It's great to have you joining us wherever you are right around this beautiful country of ours. We've hit mid-October. Fantastic weather all around the place. I was actually down the beach where I live the other day in a little place called Coaldale, which is on the south coast, south of Sydney, and saw the whales heading south, migrating down there for the summer in the Antarctic. So hope wherever you are right around the country, you're experiencing some beautiful weather. And if not, never fear, we've got a fantastic show lined up for you anyway today. Coming up on today's show, we're going to hear from our wonderful Sister Hilda, who's going to talk to us about judging. We've got Trish McCarthy, of course, with her Milk and Honey segment. We have some great music from fantastic artists that our sound editor Nick has picked out for us this week. We're going to be hearing from Bruce Downs, the Catholic guy. In the mix as well, we're going to hear from Father Dave Callahan from the Missionaries of God's Love, and one of my special mates, one of my favourites on the show, Sam Clear. He's walking the walk. Well, the footy season's well and truly done and dusted. If I haven't said it before, it's been very remiss of me. Congratulations to all those long-suffering Bunnies fans in the NRL, and congratulations to all the Hawks fans as well in the AFL. You haven't been long-suffering, but congratulations to all those supporters. Hope you had something to cheer about and really enjoyed your teams getting over the line. The A-League's kicked off, and we're not too far away from a big summer of cricket as well, which is something I'm certainly looking forward to. Big cheerio to all of the guys who were at the Young Men of God Conference at Stanmore Park in New South Wales, south of Sydney. Last week, they came from all over the country to go to that event, which was run by the Missionaries of God's Love, and there were lots of fantastic speakers there, including Bishop Peter Comensoli and Pat Curdy from the Emmanuel Community. Great worship. It was a really good chance for guys from all over the country to come together in prayer. And welcome aboard to any of you guys that were at that conference last week and are listening to The Journey for the first time. Okay, time to get into the show. First up, and as always on The Journey, we're going to listen to a gospel reflection. Sit down for this Sunday, the 29th in ordinary time. It's from the Gospel of Matthew, Matthew chapter 22. And this week we've got Father Graham Schmitzer giving us the gospel reflection. Lots to look forward to on the show today. Faith, hope, love and life. You're listening to The Journey.
Here's this week's reflection on the gospel.
Hi, I'm Father Graham from St. Columbkill's Corrimal. In today's gospel, Jesus is put on the spot. He was asked whether it was lawful to pay taxes to Caesar. If he said yes, he would lose the esteem of the people and be regarded as a traitor, Israel then being an occupied country. But if he said no, he would be denounced as inciting rebellion against the emperor. He asked to see a coin. In ancient times, coinage was a sign of kingship. It bore the image of the king and was held to be his personal property. Cleverly, Jesus said, "Give it back to Caesar, it's his, but give to God what belongs to him." The question posed to Jesus was an attempt to draw him into the world of politics. His answer reminds his followers that they are citizens of two worlds. Mahatma Gandhi is a great example of a deeply religious man who involved himself in politics. He said, "I'm in politics because I can't separate life from belief. Because I believe in God, I have to enter politics. Politics is my service of God." The follower of Christ cannot bury his head in the sand. Christians should not shirk public office, but see it as a chance to serve their fellow men and women, and thus God. The Pharisees in the Gospel opted out of real life and kept themselves apart. In fact, the very word Pharisee means separate. The result was a vain religiosity which had little or nothing to do with life. If the Christian opts out of real life, he may be leaving decision-making to others who are not motivated by Christian values. In the end, God has the first and highest claim on our loyalty. Whatever else we must give to Caesar, let us make sure that we do not give him our conscience.
Faith, hope, love, and life. This is The Journey.
It's running from you, it's running to you, you're
You're listening to The Journey, great Christian radio for the whole family.
Here's Sister Hilda with Wisdom from the Abbey.
In the early days of Christianity, there were people who took the whole thing so seriously that they went out into the desert around the Nile and tried to live a life completely devoted to God. Now, some lived in monasteries and some lived on their own. They were called the Desert Fathers and Mothers. They're a great group. And there are still some around today in the various deserts of this world. And by that I mean the deserts of our great cities as well. There are a number of stories that have come out of their lives and ones that are very applicable to us today. Like this one. Abba Moses lived on his own, but not far from the monastery. And one day, he got a call from the monastery to come back because one of the brothers had transgressed very seriously and was about to be brought before the whole community. Abba Moses sent back the message he wasn't coming. Well, they sent another lot out to go and get him. He sent back the same message, I'm not coming. The third time they sent out, this time he said, all right, I'll come. And true, he did. The brothers came out to meet him. And what they saw was Abba Moses carrying a bag of sand on his back. Only that bag of sand had a hole in it and the sand was falling out. They said to him, Abba Moses, what's this about? He replied, here I am today coming to judge the sins of another, and my own are falling behind my back and I don't even see them. The brothers got the message, asked forgiveness, and everyone, including the accused, went home better for the experience. That's true of us as well, isn't it? How often have you and I gone to judge the transgressions of others, no matter how subtly, and been in total denial about our own sins and failings? How do we ever get the idea that we are fit and worthy to judge others? And yet we do, to the detriment of the other and the detriment of ourselves, because in judging, we're never set free. I read recently, and probably you did too, about a young adolescent who was kidnapped and had terrible things done to her in her time of captivity. After her release, she came home to her parents, and while, of course, all care was given and she was listened to, her mother gave her one piece of advice that actually got her through. She said she knew that she had every reason to hate the man and the woman who had abused her, but while that is true, leave the judgment to God. This young woman had every right to judge and would have been blameless in her judging, but in not doing so, she found healing and peace and is happily married today. Jesus was right when he told us, judge not and you will not be judged. Herein is the road to peace for you and me today.
Welcome back to The Journey, a show that's being listened to right around the country weekly on Christian radio stations. Hope you like what you've heard so far. You have just heard from the wonderful Sister Hilda, who's been talking to us about judging. And before that, we had Audrey Assad with her terrific song, Won Me Over. Now, coming up this week in New South Wales, but of interest to people right around the country, is a celebration of special religious education that's going to be on at Parliament House on Thursday, the 23rd of October. There's lots of different ways that people communicate their faith right around the country. In New South Wales, there's the opportunity for special religious education teachers to go in and nurture the faith of young people in the faith tradition of their family. And there's going to be a celebration of that this week in Parliament House. The Education Minister's coming, the Shadow Education Minister, about 20 politicians are coming from all sides of politics, as well as people from right around New South Wales who are being recognised for their efforts in special religious education, particularly being awarded for creativity and innovation in the way that they teach in the classroom. Now, there's about 12,000 volunteer special religious education teachers throughout New South Wales who weekly go in and nurture the faith of young people in the faith of their family. And this is going to be a wonderful celebration on the 23rd of October. So congratulations to all those guys, about 300 people in all attending. It's a great way to celebrate the fact that in a multicultural, multi-faith society, SRE is a strength of public education. Congratulations to all those guys who'll be receiving awards this week. We've got plenty more great teaching and inputs coming up on The Journey. We're going to hear from Sean McDonald in a second with his song Captivated. And then after a quick break, we're going to hear from Trish McCarthy. She's getting a great following right around the country with her Milk and Honey segment. And this week, she's going to be talking to us about creation and the Creator. Faith, hope, love and life. You're listening to The Journey.
Time for Milk and Honey with Trish McCarthy.
Many of us have the privilege of having little people in our lives. Children, grandkids, nieces and nephews, even little brothers and sisters. If so, you may have had the blessing of receiving a masterpiece from them. In my springtime cleanup, decluttering and making space, I contemplated throwing out some of these masterpieces that I had held on to for so long. However, I just couldn't bring myself to do it. As I reflected, I came to realise that what was tied up in the experience was a simple notion. How you treat the creation is a reflection of how you feel about the creator. That's not to say that this is always the case, but it resonated with me that day on a deeper level. I thought about the gift of my mind, body and spirit, how God is interwoven into every aspect of my being, and how I choose to use this gift can be seen as a reflection of how I feel about my creator, the author of my life. This simple idea propelled me to look again about the choices I make regarding what I put in and do with my own body, the quality of my thoughts and attitudes, as well as my commitment to nourishing my spirit. I deeply love the little people in my life, and often display with joy and pride the gift of their creations, a reflection of my connection and relationship with them. On a deeper level, I recommitted that day to reflecting in my everyday life the love I have for Christ, through the love and care I give His creation, my unique being.
Together on the journey, faith, hope, and love for life in all its fullness.
Create in me a clean, clean heart. Create in me a work of art. Create in me a something beautiful. Create in me a clean, clean heart. Create in me a work of art. Create in me a miracle. Something beautiful. Oh Lord, come create in me a clean, clean heart. Create in me a work of art. Create in me a miracle.
To the journey. My name's Jude, and I have the great privilege every week of listening to all these fantastic inputs that come from brilliant presenters that airs in a growing number of Christian radio stations right around the country. We've got people listening online though as well, and we've got people listening via live streaming, and of course, we've got people listening in via podcast each and every single week. Big cheerio to our many Victorian listeners down there in Gippsland in the Albury-Wodonga region in Bendigo. Great to have you guys on board. Thanks for being such big supporters of this program and what it's aiming to do for a human and church unity. You just heard Created Me from Wren Collective, and prior to that you heard from Trish McCarthy. She's an absolute gem, I think you'd agree. And her segment this week, all about creation and the creator, was fantastic once again. Now, the Christmas season, or Advent in the lead up to Christmas, as it's known in a lot of churches, is almost upon us, and it's a great time of year to prepare yourselves to think about what Christmas is truly about. Redeem is a daily Advent and Christmas prayer reflection book that has been growing in popularity in recent years. Orders for that are currently being taken from churches and schools right around the country. If you want to get your copy, or a copy for a group of people in your parish, perhaps a group of people to come together weekly for some prayer and meditation on the scriptures that are part of the readings of the church season in the lead up to Christmas, then why don't you give Jennifer a call on 422 2411. As I said, it's a great way to really think about the Christmas season and to prepare ourselves properly by getting away from so much of the glitz and materialism that's associated with Christmas, and to come back and think about what is the reason for the season. Obviously, it's Christ, the Word became flesh, who dwelt among us. So as I said, contact Jennifer on 422 2411 to get your order in for Redeem, the Daily Advent and Christmas Reflections for 2014. Now, an event coming up in the Diocese of Wollongong that will be of great interest to many of our listeners is the Catholic Guy, who's coming to the Shell Harbour Parish from the 22nd to the 28th of October. There are five sessions over 5 nights, and each session is repeated on the following morning. Session times are at 7:30 p.m. and repeated 10 a.m. the next day. There's going to be hundreds and hundreds of people going to these events. If you're in that region down there in the Shell Harbour region, and even if you're not and you'd like to travel down to it, you can go for one of the sessions, or you can go to all of them. I tell you, if you do go to one, you'll be back for more than one. It's really inspiring, really encourages people in their faith, and for many people it brings them to a powerful encounter with Jesus for the first time. And we're going to be hearing from Bruce Downs, the Catholic Guy, who we have regularly on our show, almost weekly we have Bruce on the show, and we're going to be hearing from him shortly. Before we do that, we better listen to a bit of Matt Maher and his song, As It Is in Heaven. Great song. Hope you're enjoying this week's show. You're listening to The Journey, Faith, Hope, Love and Life.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Come and let your glory come, and let your glory fall. Our Father.